Hi, and welcome to BTV. We're at Greenblatt's Thanksgiving Day Parade, an annual tradition here in Odyssey, and we're asking the folks in the crowd what Thanksgiving means to them. What does Thanksgiving mean to you?
It means togetherness with family and friends, and a day or two off from work.
Okay. How about you, ma'am?
Oh, great food. Turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
Yes, and you, sir?
This parade. Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without it.
Oh, how about you, ma'am?
Well, it means being thankful for all the blessings, which is why it's called Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to hear all about that and everything else you all mentioned and a whole lot more on today's BTV.
Hey, look out for the marching band!
What? Wait a minute!
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High.
Welcome back to BTV!
So, just what is Thanksgiving anyway?
Thanksgiving Day, noun, 1, the fourth Thursday of November, observed as a legal holiday in the United States to commemorate the feast held at Plymouth in 1621 by the Pilgrim colonists and members of the Wampanoag people, and marked by the giving of thanks to God for harvest and health. 2, the second Monday of October, celebrated in Canada by the giving of thanks to God for harvest and health.
In the United States, the Thanksgiving holiday commemorates the feast held at Plymouth in 1621, but that wasn't the very first Thanksgiving in America.
A BTV Thanksgiving Fact!
The first American day of Thanksgiving was celebrated November 30th, 1619, by 30 Englishmen aboard the ship Margaret, which landed at what later became Hampton, Virginia.
Thank you, God.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
And now, a moment of culture.
Thanksgiving Day at last, when we mere mortals break our fast, and all of us, both great and least, sit down before a bountiful feast. We lift our prayers to God on high, then stuff ourselves with pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce and candied yams, homemade rolls and turkey gams, taters mashed with giblet gravy, beans of green and string and navy, turkey breast and cornbread dressing, all get munched after the blessing, till it comes out of our ears, our nose, our pores, and through our tears. We eat a lot, and then some more, while keeping one foot on the floor. We eat until we're all done in, and then sit down and start again. Thanksgiving Day, what a treat, to eat and eat and eat and eat.
Eucharist, benediction, blessing, praises, Te Deum, praise.
Thanksgiving means giving thanks to God. In America, we have the freedom to do that anytime we want. But some people in times past haven't had it as easy.
In the golden age of the Persian Empire, there was a king named Darius.
I prefer emperor.
Right. Now, Darius...
Emperor
Darius was a powerful, if not always wise, ruler.
Hey, I do what I can.
But he was wise enough to know that governing his empire was a very big job.
This place is huge! I need some help!
Help!
And help came, in the form of 120 princes.
Here, prince. Come here, boy. Come here.
Yes, sire!
I love doing that.
The princes governed the provinces. But Darius soon realized that dealing with all of his princes was almost as difficult as governing his entire kingdom by himself.
You try playing 120 games of fetch. It's exhausting.
So he set over the princes 3 presidents. These presidents were put in charge of the princes, who governed the provinces. But even that was too much for Darius to deal with.
It's not easy being me.
So he picked a principal.
Are you chewing gum?
To lead the 3 presidents, who were in charge of the princes, who governed the provinces. And the name of this principal...
Are you chewing gum?
...was Daniel. Darius preferred Daniel above everyone else,
for an excellent spirit was in him.
Daniel, there is an excellent spirit in you. Therefore, I'm placing you in charge of my entire realm.
Are you chewing gum?
Needless to say, this didn't go over very well with the princes. Or the presidents.
And they met together to decide what to do about it.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh, what can we do? Darius likes Daniel more than all of us.
Not only that, he doesn't do anything wrong.